You look how you feel. Why self-care is not vanity. By Alicia Anspor. Self-care isn't vanity. It's energetic maintenance. When we neglect ourselves, we lower our boundaries and invite unnecessary stress, chaos, and negativity into our lives. In this article, I explore how simple habits, grooming, rest, crystals, essential oils, and basic self-respect can strengthen your energetic field and protect your peace. You look how you feel. Why self-care is not vanity, it's protection. Recently, I came across a short post on social media about how women are often put down by partners, friends, or society at large. Not my experience, but okay. More often, I've seen people put themselves down, but that is a future article, when they try to dress nicely or take care of their appearance. The post focused mostly on relationship dynamics, but the idea behind it runs deeper. So many of us are taught that wanting to look good is vanity, that caring for our appearance is shallow. Over time, that belief bleeds into how we treat ourselves overall. We start to confuse self-neglect with virtue. We treat depletion like martyrdom, something to be proud of. And that's just not true. If anything, it's the opposite. Care is not vanity, it's self-respect. I've never understood the idea that taking care of yourself is something to be ashamed of. To me, caring for your appearance is not vanity, it's self-care and self-love. When you invest energy into yourself, when you take time to tend your body and presentation, you're sending a very clear message. I value myself. And the deeper I got into working with energetic protection, the clearer this became. Self-care is also preventative protection. When you value yourself, when you care for yourself intentionally, your energy changes. You no longer feel like an easy target. Negative or draining energy tends to give you a wide berth. Energy follows a simple principle, like attracts like. When you treat yourself with care, you become less compatible with things that seek neglect, depletion, or chaos. Looking good isn't about attention. It's about how you feel. Yes, looking good can draw attention, but that's not the point. The real shift happens internally. When you're stressed, exhausted, or low, it often takes extra effort to care for yourself. But when you do, something subtle changes. Your posture shifts. Your perspective softens. Your energy steadies. For me, it's the difference between moving through the world weighed down and moving through it with intention. It's a reminder that I matter to myself. I often think of it this way: money tends to slip out of a wallet that isn't cared for. Likewise, the spirit slowly withdraws from a body that isn't treated with respect. Your body is a home for your spirit. It deserves the same care you'd give your living space. Self-care attracts good things, quietly. When you take care of yourself, people respond differently, not just because of how you look, but because of the energy you're carrying. There's a kind of inner shine that comes from self-respect. People feel it, whether they can articulate it or not. And this doesn't require breaking the bank. Self-care is not indulgence. It's an investment, and it pays huge dividends. Below are ways to work with what you already have. Basic, everyday self-care, with intention. Shower using soap you enjoy the scent of. Shampoo and condition with products that feel good to you. Brush your teeth and floss with products you like. Trim nails. Shave where needed, with intention. Moisturize where needed, quality over price. Brush or comb your hair slowly and intentionally. A note on hair. In many traditions, brushing or combing hair is a form of energetic cleansing. I often explain it to my kiddo like this. When we brush our hair, we brush away all the stuff that's stuck to us and weighing us down, and we let it go into the air where it can dissipate. Covering the head can also help prevent energetic overload in intense environments like hospitals or crowded spaces. My father used to do this when he had headaches, and it helped him many times. A note on shaving. Shaving can be deeply symbolic. When you remove growth after a long period, it can feel like shedding a heavy layer, much like a snake shedding its skin. My father would shave his head when life became overwhelming. I've noticed my son will sometimes ask for his hair to be cut very short when his thoughts feel too crowded. We wait a few days, and if the feeling remains, I honor that request. There's wisdom in listening to those cues. Extra care, the shinier stuff. Wash laundry with scents you enjoy. Put outfits together with intention. Use incense if that's something you enjoy. Commit to doing your makeup fully at least once a week, if makeup is your thing. Wear something nicer at least once a week, even if you're just going grocery shopping. It doesn't have to be dramatic. A dress you love. A clean shirt and good jeans. Colors you're drawn to. Comfort paired with care. Joy always shows. A personal example. Recently, I was feeling overwhelmed and low. I decided to return to a trick I've used for years, except I realized I hadn't done it in so long that I had almost forgotten how effective it was. I stretched the budget and ordered a simple white and pink floral summer dress, $10. I paired it with pink paisley leggings, ankle boots, turquoise teardrop earrings, and put my hair up. Within minutes, I felt different.
Estuve taller.
I smiled more. People around me responded more positively. It reminded me of my father again. When he had hard days, he'd put on a clean, pressed white dress shirt and dress pants, make his coffee, have a cigarette, and just breathe. Even if he changed right after, that small ritual reset him. Supportive crystals. White selenite, energetic cleansing. Black tourmaline, paired with selenite, empathic shielding. Rose quartz, emotional healing and self-love. Citrine, confidence and self-esteem. Oils to wear. Rose, self-love and emotional healing. Bergamot, uplifts mood. Peppermint, energy and clarity. Cinnamon clove, warmth and protection. Sweet orange, joy and positivity. Patchouli, grounding and stress relief. Tip: oils can be used diluted on skin, in hair products, on a brush, in laundry, or on dryer sheets. Colors for when you're feeling low. You can follow traditional color psychology, the chakra system, or your own intuition. Chakra-inspired options. Pink, heart, self-care. Green, heart, healing trust. Yellow, solar plexus, confidence. Orange, sacral, joy and creativity. Red-black, root, safety and grounding. Dark blue, third eye, mental clarity. Light blue, throat, authentic expression. Purple-white, crown, intuition and connection. Closing. This is a brief guide. As you practice, you'll find your own ways to invest in yourself, ways that fit your life and your rhythm. Until then, try a few of these and keep shining. Every answer begins with a question. Alicia Anspore.